You're listening to 91.7 KXT, and very lucky to have Frightened Rabbit in the studio with us for the KXT Live Sessions, which, by the way, are sponsored by Jason Ridings. Thank you so much, Jason. For sponsoring KXT's Live Sessions, Scott Hutchison from Frightened Rabbit is here in the studio. Scott, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, it's really a pleasure to have you here. We've been playing Frightened Rabbit since we've first started on the air back
great.
In 2009, so
oh, wow.
It's an honor to have you here, too. And you're solo today. You're doing solo here in the studio with us.
I am. Everyone else seems to be in bed. I don't know what they're doing, but yeah, I'm quite happy.
All right, well, the new album, we're going to talk about it in just a little bit. It's called Painting of a Panic Attack, which is a great title, I think. And you play tonight at the Granada Theater. What are we going to hear first?
This is called I Wish I Was Sober.
Fall prey to the blizzard head, I wrap my hand around the glass again. We all thought that I might change as I got older. Fell down and nothing bled, wrapped in cotton alcohol again. But to the hilt I hear from the upon my shoulder. Free pour the fruitless thought, it's far too late to talk so much but still not giving up, though wish that I was sober. Forgive me, I can't speak straight. Forgive me, I can't. Forgive me, it's far too late. Choked down the gateway drug, opened the gates and came the flood. It comes like a blush of love, it hits me without warning. Long nights of getting lost, I walk beneath the bridge I don't know. I need a black suit for tomorrow, I'm in mourning. My love, you should know, the best of me left hours ago, so we shove a rag into my mouth and let me smolder. The fallout and the damage done, I can't unsink the things I've sung. Still not giving up for the wish that I was sober. Forgive me, I can't speak straight. Forgive me, I can't. Forgive me.
Nice work.
Thanks.
It's Frightened Rabbit here in the studio. Scott Hutchison from Frightened Rabbit here exclusively here in our studio. What a nice song. Plays tonight at the Granada Theater. And the new album, Painting of a Panic Attack. Again, it's a great title of an album. This is your fifth album.
It is scary to think of that. Actually, in about 3 or 4 days, it will be 10 years exactly since we released our first.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff has happened in 10 years.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting looking back in those records. Like, I always feel like an album should be a little slice of someone's life, an artist or a band's life, and it's weird to look at those slices and see the progression, just not just sonically, but they chart my life as well, you know,
as an artist should.
Yeah, absolutely. They're little bookmarks for me. So yeah, I'm really grateful we got this far. It's not given that a band gets to exist for 10 years.
Yeah.
You
And this is really different. I mean, you took a completely different approach. I think you said you worked with software.
Well, yeah, because I'd relied so heavily. The story is I moved to Los Angeles, and I had done so much work with Andy in the band, who is the Pro Tools master. I didn't need to learn it, but he was no longer there. So I had to, start from scratch, get on the laptop, and that was a new way of making demos for me. And it opened up a whole new world of sound. I think that's audible on the album, is I didn't just write these songs sitting with a guitar in a room. It was, tapping out drum beats on a MIDI, pad, and then exploring the synthesized sound as well. So I think there's a lot more electronic elements in this record.
And that's really good too, because at one point you have to decide, am I a musician? Am I an engineer? Did it ever get in the way? Do you get frustrated sometimes when you're having to work and figure out the software and I just want to get this music out?
Well, no, maybe. I mean, I took the whole thing on a very basic level. Like I know that I don't really have the mind to dig that deep into it and get into, all the kind of shortcuts and ins and outs. I almost wanted to recreate. The last time I'd recorded myself, it was on a very, very outdated digital 24-track thing. And I kind of used that like a massive tape machine. So I tried to use the computer as much like a tape machine as I possibly could. So I wasn't doing much editing. I was still using it in a sort of a very sort of rudimentary manner. And I'm quite happy with that, because I feel like kind of what you were maybe hinting at there is it can get in the way. It can, to be frustrated with the technology takes away from what you're trying to do, which is create something. And so I used it very, very simply.
And this album too was, if I'm not mistaken, it's more music first and then the lyrics came later. Like everybody in the band met, you all kind of went off and did other things. You moved to LA, like you said, got back together, worked on the music, and then you wrote lyrics to it later.
Yeah, I did. I mean, that was influenced. I'd done a kind of quote unquote solo album with Simon and Andy, and we approached that in the same way. We wrote a piece of music every day with no lyrics or melody in mind, just wrote kind of almost like an instrumental album. And then I returned to the music to write lyrics after the fact. And that was a really freeing process. I think it was important for this Frightened Rabbit album from the very outset to be quite different in its approach. Whereas before, we had tended to be in a room together and hash out the songs and rehearse them as a band. We were piecing these tunes together bit by bit. And yeah, we decided, let's just do the instrumentals and we'll worry about whether it's a song later. Just trying to feel out the sonic landscape of the album before we committed to anything.
That's great. Awesome. Does the music change too as you do that? So, well, I need to change this part here to fit the lyrics.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's the whole thing being that fluid for the almost from start to finish is really important. I think we decided not to be too precious about ideas that had been formed early on. You know, everything could be utilized or thrown in the trash at any point. If it wasn't working, we were quite brutal about it. I think that's an important thing, and that's a really key development in any band's life, is to not hang on to something just because you made it.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be brutal with these things in order to make the entire work
sure
more effective.
You worked with Aaron Desner of The National.
That's
was your producer.
He was.
And one of your favorite bands is The National, right?
Absolutely.
But you didn't want to sound like The National. You were
and I think it crept in, and I'm okay with that. I actually don't think Aaron was the person who put most of The National influence in there. It was like coming from our admiration for that band.
Sure.
I think it was already in the demos. But he is a really interesting guy to work with. An incredibly detailed analytical mind, which is quite hard to crack into. Like, I think a lot of the time we weren't quite sure where he was taking it, but I'm now certain that he had a map in his head. But it was a joy to work with someone who, there's an element of trust there. It's like, you've made these records that I adore, therefore, it's almost like we opened him up the door for him to be like an extra member of the band for those like 4 or 5 weeks that we were working together.
That's a sign of a great producer to be able to do that.
Yeah, no, I mean, not just the production side. Aaron plays on most of these songs as well. Just like, you know, if he had a thought, we encouraged him to pick up a guitar and just play it, because it's like, he's also an extremely gifted musician. So I could go on and on about how great that guy is, but I don't want it to go to his head.
We have Scott Hutchison here. Frightened Rabbit plays tonight at the Granada Theater. Once again, the new album called Painting of a Panic Attack. Do you have one more song for us?
Yes, yeah. This is called Get Out. I'm in the arch of the church between her thumb and her forefinger. I'm a worshiper, a zealot king, cursed, a devotee with the heady golden dance she does. She's an uncut drug, I found the vein in the pulse. I chased it, and for a minute I was floating dead. Above myself, get out of my heart. She won't, she won't. Get out of my heart. She won't, she won't. I saw a glimmer in the dark, and now I know she won't get out of my heart. She won't. In your purse, pull me out, throw me down, and stick me to your lip and draw a scarlet bow. There's a name on my chest in red, the embossing of a branded bull. And I don't want you to get out of my heart. Wish you won't, wish you won't. Get out of my heart. Wish you won't. She won't. I saw a glimmer in the dark, and now I know she won't get out of my heart. Oh, she won't. Get out of my heart, she won't, she won't. Get out of my heart, she won't, she won't. And there's a heavenly scar, it lets me know she won't get out of my heart. Oh, she won't. Oh,
that was great.
Thank you.
Man, I love that song. Let's get out. The new album, Painting of a Panic Attack, from Frightened Rabbit. We have Scott Hutchison here in the studio with us. Play tonight at the Granada Theater. That video's great. Who were those girls in that video?
I never met them. Okay. They were from, I believe it was shot in the Ukraine. And the video director did an amazing job, found these two. I think there's really magnetic characters in this video, and kind of flipped the song, you know, on its head, because I think there's like, you know, the song like Get Out, you see, there's two sides to saying that. It's like, you know, I do want you to, but then yeah, part of me kind of doesn't want you to leave. I think he did an amazing job, and the architecture is beautiful and wonderfully shot.
Yeah, it really is very, very nice.
Thank you.
Love it. Scott Hutchison from Frightened Rabbit here in the studio with us. Scott, thank you so much again.
Oh, thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
It was great to have you here. Thank you, too. Frightened Rabbit tonight at the Granada Theater, the new album.
Looking forward to it.
And the new album is called Painting of a Panic Attack. Scott, have a great time here. Thank you.
Thank you very much.